ancestors from.
Right. I think there's some right across the border in Oklahoma. I mean, they live in that little corner of Missouri that Arkansas is right below them, and Oklahoma's to the side of them. It's just, you know, it's real close, and I think some of them came from that.
What is this? Is he a general practitioner? Or
right.
I want to back up for just a minute and ask you again about that. You say you were born in Little Rock, but the circumstances around that again, where you say it was, what I'm trying to get at is your parents are, do they have roots in Arkadelphia and they just moved to Little Rock
right.
during the Depression?
Well, it was just that just happened to be where he got the job, right, at that time. I'm trying to think now. My mother told me about that. I know they married here,
mm-hmm.
and there just came an opening in Little Rock, and they moved up there, and that happened to be where I was born, but they moved back.
I see. So your father is an Arkadelphian native.
Right.
And
my mother came here to go to school and met my father.
I see.
And just stayed.
And your father's parents, at least his father, is an Arkadelphian native too.
Right, and so is his father.
And your great-grandfather mm-hmm. is an Arkadelphian native. Okay. The reason I wanted to go over that is sometimes that becomes a problem.
When someone's born somewhere else?
Yeah. Usually, and then this, they're Dr. Pedersen, who's the director of this project, is fairly strict about that. And usually, if the person's not born in the county,
it doesn't count.
Well, preferably, you know, if they're in a neighboring county or something like that. How far away from Little Rocky, by the way?
65 miles.
65 miles. How many counties away is that, do you know?
About 3 or 4, I believe.
I hope this won't be a problem, because you sound like you're going to be a good informer. I'll probably give him a call and let him know the situation, but it seems like, you know, that he would let me go ahead and complete the interview, because you do have a long ancestry here in Arkadelphia, and since you moved back when you were so young, I hope that won't be a, you know, factor, but, you know, I have to ask about it.
Right. Well, I understand that.
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, I wanted you to tell me about your travel. Have you traveled much in Arkansas or out of state?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts have you been?
I've been from Mexico to Canada, lived in Hawaii. I've been in all the states except the Northwest. I've been to Europe, Western Europe.
Was most of the travel done for vacation or?
Right. Just except when we went to Hawaii, when my husband graduated from medical school. Well, and so he went through medical school on the Navy plan. And so he had to pay back 3 years to the Navy. So when he finished his internship, he went into the Navy. And I was just right out of school. And so we went there for 3 years. And the traveling we did then, of course, was business, but it was like a vacation.
That's about as perfect a setup as I ever heard of, you know, being stationed in Hawaii.
Oh, it was marvelous.
The service there.
My two sons were born there.
Is that right? You have two children?
I've got three.
Mm-hmm. What are they involved in?
Well, my oldest son is right now working at the hospital in the lab. He's graduated from high school and he's going to the University of Arkansas in pre-med. And then my second son, who is